Unit 6. The Spirit of Sport. Lesson 23. Exercise 1.2. 2 years ago, there was a serious earthquake in my country. Many people lost their homes. In my school, we decided to organize a 5-kilometer run to collect money for the people who were injured in the earthquake. Students signed up for the run and asked their relatives, friends, and neighbors to support them. These people agreed to give some money, 50 cents or a dollar, for example, for every kilometer that the students completed. Joe Johnson was my classmate. He was the heaviest student in my class because he seldom did any exercise and he ate plenty of junk food. He never walked to school. He always took the bus. When our teacher asked him if he was going to take part in the run, he said he would think about it. A few students laughed, and I think Joe felt embarrassed. I felt a bit sorry for him. The next day, as I was cycling to school, I saw Joe walking in the street. I stopped and asked him why he was walking. He said he was training. He said he was going to take part in the 5-kilometer run. "Good for you, Joe," I said. Later, I told my friends about Joe. Most of them just laughed and said that they didn't think he would complete the run. I wasn't sure, but I decided that I would help Joe. So, for the 2 weeks before the run, I was his trainer. He walked to school for a few days. Then he started to jog, slowly. Joe got a lot of support from his friends and relatives. People didn't know if he was going to complete the run, but they wanted to encourage him, I guess. On the day of the run, Joe lined up with the other students. The race began. The other students ran off and soon left Joe behind. Well, it took him hours to finish, and he didn't expect to catch up with the other students, but he tried to do his best. And finally, he completed the 5-kilometer run. Everyone was very happy and said, "Well done, Joe." What is more, Joe collected more money than any other student.